continuing your practice. Being present. Connected. Allowing a relaxation of body and mind to support you in this connection. Receiving body sensations, feelings, mind states. Remembering the simplicity one of my teachers, Sayadaw Lutejaniya, says, the meditating mind is simple, not complicated. It is the simple mind, the awareness that is simple, that can open to this lived experience. We can open to the sensation level of experience, sound, sensation, body sensation, sensations of breathing. Maybe sight, smell. Even maybe taste at this moment. We can open to mental experience, emotions, thoughts. Perceptions, moods, mind states. Our most familiar way of being aware is to recognize the experiences themselves, being aware of the sights, the sounds, the smells, being aware of thoughts, emotions, feelings, knowing something about them, being aware of the pressure and changing level of pressure as the breath comes in, being aware of release as the breath goes out, aware of heat or coolness in the body. Aware of pleasant or unpleasant and feeling tone. And we can attune to a kind of a different aspect of experience also. We usually are interested in kind of the specific qualities of an experience. Discriminating between things in that way. But we can also be curious about kind of the more general or the things, the experience or the way experiences that's common between experiences. For instance, there can be a curiosity about tuning into the changing nature of experience rather than the specifics of each individual experience. This attunement towards noticing change, we could call that the cultivation of the perception of impermanence. So maybe in this sitting, you can explore or open to, tune into the flow of experience. The changing nature of experience. And be curious about how does awareness notice change? Relaxing, this is, again, something to receive. It's like we create the intention towards being curious about how does the mind notice change? But then we don't try to do it so much. We receive. How is change being noticed in this moment? You might notice kind of a shift of attention from one experience to another. The the attention changes from one object to another. This is a common way that people recognize change. It's not what I would call true seeing of impermanence, but it is noticing the kind of changing nature, conditioned nature also, of the mind that chooses the experience. So you might be paying attention to a sound, and then the attention shifts to a body sensation. You might be curious about how that shift happens. Does it feel like a smooth shift, a jumpy shift? A flow from one experience to another, or a kind of discrete experience is happening? Times awareness notices change within an experience. The arising of a sound and then it becoming stronger as the sound moves closer and weaker as the thing making the sound moves away. You might notice a kind of a change within an experience. You might be aware of something coming into being, the arising of an experience. Something new arising. The way sound can suddenly appear, suddenly arise. You might be noticing arising and passing, a sound appearing and then disappearing. Body sensation arising and then vanishing. Sometimes we might experience something arising and lingering for a little while, and then the attention shifts, and we don't see it passing. And sometimes we see the actual ending of something. Sensation ends, a thought ends, a feeling tone ends. What is your experience right now? The changing nature of experience is happening. Every experience has this nature. comes into being at some point based on conditions. It lasts in a state of flux for some time and then passes away. This is the experience level. The possibility of seeing into this, cultivating this perception of impermanence. It's available in any moment. Since the entirety of our experience presents the opportunity to observe it. Can also be useful to open to or take in how we are in relationship to seeing this change. At times, the changing nature of experience becomes more highlighted for us. And there's a number of different relationships that can come into play around noticing impermanence. Sometimes it's delightful. There's a kind of a letting go of agendas and just being in this flow, kind of maybe feeling like surfing or riding the waves of experience. Sometimes it can be very delightful. At other times it might be confusing. Or unsettling. There's no right or wrong way to know impermanence. Just noticing how it is for you, cultivating that perception, receiving how impermanence may be showing up. And then also just being curious about that relationship. The relationship to impermanence can reveal some very deep clinging. Part of how the practice unfolds, not by having some particular relationship to what is being experienced, but by becoming aware of what the relationship this being has, is to experience. aware of experience, receiving how it is in this moment.